Hi, it's Elise.
Hey y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is episode 4 of Love Her, Leave Her Wild. Woo! I'm excited.
You're always excited.
I know, because I love it so much. It's my favorite. If I could record every day and put one out every day, I would. Except for that's impossible because editing takes a really long time. So this episode is about... Okay, we're going to talk about dating, but we're going to talk about dating in a different way. Really, it's going to be about dating and growth, and whether you're divorced or whether you're, you know, never been married or you're just a... So we're going to talk about dating and growth and basically how to, you know, how to navigate this differently now and as an empowered woman who is confident and secure. And I'll take you through a little bit of my journey, talk about where I was and where I'm at and where I want to be. And I know that you dated in between your marriages, so whatever you have, you know, advice to give in that situation,
good luck.
Well, okay, so dating sucks. Period.
Yes,
it just does. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. At first, it's kind of fun because, especially if you've been married, so you know, it's fun, and you're just like, wow. I totally thought when I was ready to date, I thought I'm never gonna get any matches ever. Nobody is gonna want to match with me, so I didn't actually want to get on any of the apps because I knew I would feel terrible about myself.
What the? Okay, what? So you need to get on a guy. Keep going.
Okay. So finally, I was like, okay, screw it. I'll try it. We'll see. We'll see. And turns out MILFs are a big thing right now. And so I didn't have any problems. I didn't know that was a thing. So... And I got a lot of whole, you know, you're 40. You don't even look 40. And I'm thinking, what does a 40-year-old look like to you, 27-year-old?
Well, I don't know what they look like in Indiana, but in North Carolina.
I don't have Botox. I just have good genetics.
Well, I'm getting my Botox touched up tomorrow.
So. Oh, that's exciting.
I think I need Botox some right here. 24. I love Botox and I will get it for the rest of my life.
Well, go you. Go you. One day I will get it too.
It's the wild, wild west out there. Like that's how it feels.
It is. And I have never, like I said this before, I've never dated on apps before this ever. Because apps weren't really a thing before I got married. There was like Match.com and eHarmony, but like
Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, I think so. But before I got married, it just really wasn't huge. I think it was starting to pick up a little bit, but so I had never been married. Been on the dating app. And when my ex and I separated, I had a tough time, and it was all about, I've talked about this before, my schema about, you know, not feeling good about myself and thinking it was my fault and I'm a failure and all of, just, I was so down about myself. But one thing I knew now is that I am not in the race anymore, which is good. You know, so I'm not in the race to find a husband. I'm not in a race to have kids. So I knew I could take my time on this, and I needed to like approach it differently mentally, because you know, I think a lot of women who haven't been married yet, you know, they're still in the, this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to find my husband. Whereas I'm like, I don't want a husband right now or anytime soon. Exactly. I don't want that. So it was a different, it was kind of nice being on this side of things, you know, being on the side of like, okay, does he like me? I don't know if he's going to want me as his girlfriend. Does he want to just have sex with me? La, la, la. It wasn't,
hopefully.
Yeah. It wasn't like that for me though. You know, cause I was just like, you know, if it doesn't work out, there's 20 more matches just waiting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's very, it's impact. And to be a woman on the dating app, I feel like is a lot better than to be the guy on the dating app, because I don't know if you've done this, but if you get a guy's, like, use their profile and go through what they see on their phone, it's not a good time. Like, it's not fun to be a single man this day and time either. And also, I think it depends on, like, your age group too, because, and some people are hypersensitive. So if you don't want to go out to a bar, all they hear is that you don't want to go out with them. Mm-hmm. So they get super defensive.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm just not trying to go drink and smell like a cigarette. My bad. Plus COVID is happening and I'm not trying to be all up in there getting the Rona.
Dude, men are so sensitive. Like, I did not realize this. Plus, you know what else I've realized? Now coming in dating on this side of things is simply this. Men catch feelings just as fast, if not faster. But then they project it on you.
Oh,
like, yes, you got the feelings and you're like, I'm sorry, what? I caught feelings. I fucked someone else last night, but okay.
I think with men too, they are looking for someone nurturing. They're looking for somebody to take care of them in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, so when you are a nurturing woman, they will cling to that because biologically that's what they desire, I guess. Like, that's just what is in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which doesn't work well for people like us, because then you have them ones that are stuck to you like hair on soap, and it's just, ugh.
Yeah, too much.
Dating was just straight horrors for me. Like, it was just not, it was awful. I had nothing but horrible experiences.
I've learned a lot. But here is where I guess I have seen the difference in dating from October of 2020 to August of 2021. So almost a year. Mm-hmm. So let's just call it a year of dating. There is a huge difference from how I'm dating, how I started to date, and right, how I'm dating now. And that's straight up due to therapy. Let's just call it what it is.
Like, superficial versus more substance, or
no,
you're just more insecure as a person. I mean, more secure as a person.
Yes. I'm more secure as a person. I'm more whole as a person. Not fully, because I'm still working on it, but, you know, so let me tell you a story of my last date. So the last date I went on before I put on a pause was, this guy had, you know, matched with me on Bumble, or I matched with him on Bumble, and he seemed really nice. And we were talking, we were texting a lot, you know, and we were getting along pretty well. And, you know, at one point he called me on his way home from Indy, and it was a nice conversation. He made me laugh so hard. I mean, I was laughing my ass off, and we made a lot of inside jokes, from that conversation. Cause he just kept, you could tell he was nervous, and he just kept digging a hole and digging a hole. And so I made fun of him a few more times after that, just, you know, as like jokes and between us and, you know, whatever. And he said, one day, can I call you? And this was before our date. And I said, yeah, you can call me. And so he called me, and he basically said, you can only have a running joke for so long. Like, it's not funny anymore. And I was like, okay. Thinking, the warning bells were going off in my head, thinking, okay, you sound really insecure, you know. And then I go, do you just want to be friends? And he said, no. And I said, okay. And I was really hoping in my head, he just wanted to be friends. So he didn't. And in fact, like 2 days later, he called me again and said that he wanted a chance to date me exclusively. right? And so all of these are all warning signs, red flags that I chose to ignore. Why? I'll get into that, but let me finish the story.
Because that's what you do.
So then, you know, I was like, okay, okay. I didn't know what to say to that. So let's go on a date first. So the day before our date, finally, he texts me and says, do you think I misrepresent myself? And I go, no, I don't think so. Do you think I misrepresent myself? He said, no. I said, why are you asking? Because mind you, I send full body pics clothed. Thank you. I am very, very honest about who I am, what I look like.
Right.
Completely honest. And so.
Men are not.
Men are not. And so he said, oh, he was reading an article online and he said, okay. So anyway, I said, don't worry about it. Don't be scared. Don't be nervous. It's going to be fine. I make people comfortable, whatever. And so we get to the date and, he walks up and the first thing he asked me was, did I misrepresent myself? And in my head, I go, abso-fucking-lutely. No wonder you've been ghosted, because this dude was probably 70 pounds heavier, 50 to 70 pounds. I don't know, but it was a huge difference. And it was weird because when he would take pictures, I thought that was just the way his mouth was, but it would make this like pursed lips. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And would make him look thinner. He had a double chin and I had no idea. And he had man boobs and I had no idea. And let me just tell you this. It is not a big deal. Weight is not a big deal. I am not super skinny. Like, I'm thick with 5 C's. Absolutely. But don't lie to me. My issue was you lied to me. So anyway, we go on our date. And, you know, I still make it a good time because I'm a nice person, even though I know he lied to me and he's wearing this golf shirt that I hated, the golf shirt. It's the kind with the chest hairs poking through, whatever. And so we get through it. We say goodbye. He texts me later and says, this was the best date I've had in a long, long time. And I was like, oh, obviously I'm a good date. And, then he proceeds to tell me for a day and a half after how much he wants to fuck me. Okay. I got dick pics and everything. And you know, you remember Kay, his dick wasn't it.
I remember.
It wasn't it.
The audacity of this man is baffling.
The audacity. I mean, why do these men think that their dicks are like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
They haven't seen as many as we have.
Apparently, just search it. They watch porn shit. So I was unimpressed with the dick, but okay, fine. Finally, I said to him, I'm actually pretty fun to converse with and hang out with too, not just to want to fuck. He took that as a rejection and went absolutely insane on me and said that I misrepresented myself. And yeah, and he's going to try it again in a few months. He's going to go run. And he had never talked about running before, but now he's going to run. Maybe he's going to run those double chins off or those, you know, I don't know. Maybe it'll make his dick look bigger because it wasn't. then he says, you could talk about it on your blog or whatever. And I was like, I don't even have a blog. So he clearly wasn't listening to me. And then he blocked me before I could tell him if anybody was misrepresenting himself. It was him.
He's a real peach.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it, but I knew. Here's the thing. I kept ignoring all of the warning signs, all of it.
He's a little bitch.
He was. Like, and I am talking about it on my blog, Brandon. Fuck that dude. Fuck that dude. I'm so mad. And you know, usually I don't say their names and I haven't said one guy's name on my podcast this whole time.
Oh, but I knew this one was coming.
Here's why I'm saying his name right now, because this motherfucker blocked me before I can respond. So I couldn't talk about his tiny dick and his man boobs and his bullshit all because I said, hey, guess what? I'm more than someone to fuck. And that was rejection, you insecure little bitch.
Yeah.
If I ever saw that dude.
He's never been married or anything, right?
Nope.
That's always a red flag for me.
Well, yeah, he's 36, 37. There was a bunch of red flags, but I ignored them. Why? Because I'm a people pleaser and, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody. So I went along with it, but I knew before I went out with him that I shouldn't go out with him because he was insecure. Just be who you are.
Even if who you are is a bitch boy.
Yes. If you're a bitch, someone's going to love you. Someone likes bitches. It ain't me, but someone's out there looking for a bitch just like you and your fucking golf shirts, your fucking small dick. With your dirty ass bathroom behind it. You remember that dirty ass bathroom?
Oh, the rug, the fucking rug. I was like, yo, like, did he run? Like, it looked like he ran to the mirror. Like,
yeah, he ran to the dirty ass mirror to hurry up and take that tiny.
He ran and slid to the mirror.
Ran and slid to the mirror. Yes. He ran and slid to the mirror so he can take that tiny dick pic. Like, I was going to say, hey, oh my God, really? Because I want you to come over right now and show me that tiny dick in person. It was just like pointy, like a pencil. It wasn't like polio penis, which is the nap guy, but you know, it wasn't that great. Guys, actually, we always say don't send dick pics, but send dick pics because I want to see what I'm working with before I even get there.
Please, for the love of God.
It is what it is. But this is what I'm saying is now that I've been through therapy and I've been dating again and everything else, I know that I deserve better than that. And I should have cut it off at those warning signs. I completely failed to listen to my gut instinct.
And also it's like too, I think that as time goes on, like when we were separated at first, I was really, like you said, like it was fun. And I've always been one who my worth comes from whoever I'm with. That's just how I am, like whatever. And I wanted to feel good about myself again. So for me, I guess that once I was able to date, I was ready to date, but not really. Like I was just mainly here for the compliments and not even free dinners because I would always refuse to let them pay for my food. Like I had to pay for my own food because I didn't want it to seem too datey. Is that weird? I don't know. I didn't want to seem like they owed me anything or I owed them anything. So it was always like really strict rules. And if you weren't going to let me pay for my food, then I'm not going. Is that weird? That's probably not surprising now that you know me, but whatever.
I mean, not that I know you now, but I mean.
But it was just really hard. Like, it was just really weird. I just wanted you to tell me I was pretty, honestly. Like, that was really all that I needed from you because my ex-husband was such a piece of shit that I just needed to hear that. So, but it becomes exhausting. Like, for me, I don't know that I really became a better person. I mean, I am, but I don't know. I don't know how all of that happened. I spent a lot of time working on myself, but it just became really tiresome for me because unlike you, I don't want to see the best in people. I'm going to see you for who you are. And once if like one little bitty, like little red flag comes up that I'm not going to be interested in you, then I've completely written them off unless they're going to tell me I'm pretty.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's like, I wasn't, I was just matching with all of these guys because I didn't want to be mean. I was going out with these guys because I was just like, okay, well, you know, you never know, maybe, but now I've had some therapy and I've had some time to work shit out. And guess what? Like I'm not a people pleaser anymore.
Well, now you realize the value, of quality over quantity.
Right. And now I barely match with anybody because I'm like, they're not good enough, which is what I should have been. Just like, I think it's super important. And I say this all the time when, you know, like the bachelor, the bachelorette, whatever. I don't understand why more women aren't saying this isn't about whether he likes me. It's about whether I like him. So you walk off that date like, huh?
That is very true. And see, like, I feel like, I don't know why I skipped that in a way, like the whole, just because of the person I am, I guess, like if I'm not interested, then I just can't be interested. But then there was always like those really fucked up guys who could reel me in because I was attracted to the trauma.
Well, yeah, I mean, I reeled in a bunch of fixer uppers. Because that's who I was my whole life.
Right.
So
right.
Now when you're not that anymore, it just, it changes. But regardless, even if you weren't like us in that sense, the thing is, it's never about when you as a woman go out on a date, it's never about whether they like you. It's about whether you like them. Always. Like, well, you need to get off your date and then, you know, live your damn life. Live your damn life. Don't wait on somebody to text you or call you or whatever. No, you are too good.
And like, especially if you're divorced, like you've already done this one time, which means a lot of times I feel like most of my divorced friends anyway, their marriage was not ideal. Like it wasn't what they had in mind, or they were the ones trying and their spouse wasn't, or whatever the case may be. But you don't want to be strained like that. Like I never wanted to be the one who loved my husband the most. I didn't want to love the most. I didn't want to have to try the most. I didn't want to have to learn how to be okay. Like I wanted to be happy and I wanted a relationship that I always dreamed of having because they do exist. I mean, they do. So it's like, I wanted that. And I knew that I wasn't going to settle again because I was like traumatized from the first time where I was trying. And I knew that it wasn't, I remember very vividly the day before we got married. And I was like, I know that this is only temporary. How fucked up is that?
Well, I knew the day.
And he wrote me a letter the day after we got married. Oof. I was content, and it served its purpose for then, but like I knew it wasn't going to be long-term, and he did too. Like he wrote me a letter the day after we were married saying that we were going to get divorced. He doesn't know when, but we will be divorced. And I was like, okay, well, that's not nice. Like, what do you say? What do you fucking say to that? I don't know. I was just like, I mean,
what the fuck?
Yeah, it was really fucked up. Like, I mean, it was just horrible. So I grew a lot during my marriage because I was basically single and I knew that I didn't want to go through that again. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing was I'm going to do it if it feels good. That was me when I was single. I'm doing it if it feels good. If I want to do it, it doesn't have to have a lot of meaning behind it. It just, the purpose that I need for it to serve is for it to make me feel good.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, like you have to remember that though, because like, you remember I told you about the guy that I got tied up with. The only guy who's ever tricked me was this motherfucker, who was another military guy who came here, supposedly was like, had a very prestigious job here for training, like all of these other cheating assholes, and had me talking to him on some incognito app that would disappear, like make our messages disappear. It was like burnt the messages completely so that you couldn't find them.
Yeah. And that's bullshit right there. That wasn't a red flag to you.
I knew what his job was, and he actually, like, he truly did hold this position. So, and I knew that his job is a little different than just like enlisted military. So,
right. But you can still say hi on regular text.
Yes. And we could, but it was like the other stuff that he couldn't. So, but either way, we talked a lot on the phone. But either way, when I met him in person, he did not look like the same person that he did in his pictures. None whatsoever. Like, totally different person. He completely catfished me.
So was it a complete catfish, or was it like mine where it was just weight?
The pictures that he had on his Bumble account were probably 12 years old.
Oh God. I hate when they put old pictures, like get out of here.
He was
hot. Couldn't tell. Tell. Usually you can tell with an old picture.
No, because they were from him like overseas. So they already look a little.
Oh yeah. A little
motherfucker,
like
tricked me.
Yeah.
Little
ooh.
Sepia, you know, like,
but
little,
did you still date filtered. Him for a while?
Well, I like never dated anyone. I never dated one person until Marcus, like I just dated around, I guess. I never settled and only dated one person. Wow. I just really, anyway, so I was dating around, you know, low standards. I mean, I just needed you to tell me I was pretty. That's all I needed. I didn't really want to go out. Like, I didn't want to do anything like that. Remind me to tell you about New Year's Eve, because, you know, I'll forget. But that's a good story. But like, the app would burn your messages. And I was like, oh, he was really nice. And he was older than me. I was 28 at this time. And he was like 37, which was, I can't fuck with men under 35. Like, I knew that from the beginning, because y'all act like children. So,
oh, that's funny for me. I've been fucking with men under 35.
Like, I cannot. I did date one guy. When I say date, I hung out with one guy who was younger, but yeah, it wasn't really worth it, but whatever. Sorry if you're listening. So I don't even know what I was thinking at all. Then it was like one of his stories didn't check out. I can't remember what it was. And I Googled him and saw that he still had a marriage license. They owned a house together. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you literally come to Fort Bragg.
And of course, so disgusting.
Like, how did I not know better? Like, how did I not know better? And it's because it was because he was intelligent. Like, he had a good job, like all of these things that I'm attracted to. And I didn't really care about his physical looks, and I completely blocked everything else out. Mm-hmm. It was just like engaging with someone who I could carry on an intellectual conversation with was nice to me, which was ridiculous, because he was a complete liar. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Standards are really low. Like, and I think it's just because that's what I was used to. I mean, it wasn't like my first husband was anything to write home about. Like, I mean, and I knew what I needed from that. Did it hurt? It did kind of hurt my feelings, though. That was the only one that a little bit hurt my feelings. But I learned from it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do. I've learned from pretty much every guy that I've gone out with, or talked to for a good amount of time. You know, I met my first narcissist, and that was bananas. I had no idea. And again, remember, I've worked in social work, but I've never been a part of that.
That's crazy to me. Like, and I think it's because, so how old were you when you got married?
34.
So I was 24 when I got married the first time. So I think like what I wanted, envisioned, or like that phase in my life, it was just a different kind of relationship or something. I don't know. I was engaged right out of high school, and I cannot imagine being married to the person that liked me when I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone should have a second husband or wife.
Well, I mean, maybe I don't know. I just know that, like, my therapist told me, had I gone to her beforehand, I wouldn't have married my ex. And I see that. I see all of it.
Did you need a therapist
now
to tell you that? No.
I needed a therapist to understand my role in my marriage and where I was wrong, and you know, to try not to do it again. Because again, I think I've talked about this before, like, you know, the role that I played in my life, in my childhood, to survive, was a role that I continued to play well into my life until I was 40. So, you know, now I've been learning who my authentic self is and not playing that role anymore. And because of that, then I'll be able to choose someone that's meant for me, instead of me trying to heal the childhood Elise in me by marrying someone I shouldn't have.
Right.
Who happened to me just like my mom and dad. So
that tends to happen.
I feel like my biggest piece of advice before you date seriously, go to therapy. That's my biggest piece of advice.
If you don't have, like, if you make a list, make it twice. If you do not have boundaries, then it's probably not a good time to date, because boundaries are very necessary. I had some, but not like I do now. Yeah. It would have been really bad. Yeah. I mean, being single in your 20s, I didn't have a kid. I was a contractor. I made decent money. Like, I could travel. I could do whatever I wanted to do. Imagine the pieces of shit that would have just stuck right to me if I wouldn't have had those boundaries. Like,
yeah.
And they were just very simple boundaries. Like, they were not anything like in depth or anything like that. It was like, if you lie, you're out, because that's your character sucks. So we're not going to work. And I feel like if I wouldn't have stayed true to that one, I'm not even going to throw shade right now, but you know what I'm thinking. But mm-hmm. ultimately, I would have really wasted a lot of time. And I think that was one thing for me that I realized after I got divorced, was that my time is so valuable. Like, don't waste my time. That's what I kept saying. I was like, you know, I just wasted these years of my life. Like, and that's exactly what it felt like, was just a complete waste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would probably have felt the same way had I not had a kid.
Exactly. Like, it, I mean, and like, I'm sitting here thinking,
is it a waste though?
Yes. I can tell you right now.
You didn't learn shit from it.
I could have learned all of that shit in a different way. For sure.
I feel
for
like,
for sure.
I don't know. I make better choices
young,
now.
I was 24. Remember? And he is a narcissist, like, completely. And he manipulated the fuck out of me. So I don't even, yeah. But I'll bet you I won't let it happen again. Like, it would have never happened to me again.
Well, I mean, like I just said, I didn't really have any, personal experience with a narcissist until more recently, and thankfully I wasn't in love or anything like that, but now I know what to look out for. I was like, damn, I was shook. It is what it is. I can see the warning signs, and it wasn't, you know, Mr. Brandon, what was his name? Brandon, I think. Yeah, I want to say it was Brandon, just so y'all know. If any of you are matching on Bumble, that's a no for you. That's a no. I mean, I seriously.
Unless he's been running.
No, it's not even about that.
But then he'll match his pictures.
Well, if he were a decent dude, because I have been out with guys in this past year that are great. And I would say, absolutely, you should date them. You know, they just weren't for me, but, you know, right. They're pretty nice, whatever. This guy pissed me off so damn much.
He did, y'all. She was big mad.
Oh, my God.
Because it was already a strain for you. Remember, like, you were already in a place where you knew, you were like, I'm not in the right place. So it almost makes you feel even more vulnerable. And then it's like, you automatically take someone else's shortcomings as your own. I told you this last night, yesterday, whatever day.
Oh,
that's you do that. And like, that was a place where I think you realized, like, that is something that you are going to do if this doesn't work out, and, or if it fails in a bad way, if it ends on a bad note, like, you are going to take his issues and make them yours.
Well, I was, I'll just make him feel better about himself. Mm-hmm. And then therefore I will feel worthy. Of you know, just worthy of love and all of the things I was searching for. The way I was finding my worth was to help people and fix them. Yeah, it was very bad though. It was very, very bad, but I don't do that anymore. Thank you, therapist. I'm just fucking would like to punch him in his fucking man tits. And here's why, because he blocked me before I could respond.
Yeah. Like you said, if you don't like them, and that was one thing for me too. It was like, if I didn't like them, I wasn't interested in trying to make myself like them. because I didn't want to settle. Like, you cannot settle.
I don't think I was forcing myself to like any of these guys.
You didn't like his ass. I had to even like give you like a little glimmer of hope to convince you to even go out with him. Cause you're like, yeah.
I just don't want to be mean.
We know I'm the mean one.
I don't want to hurt people. I just don't. I don't like it as much as, you know, there's someone out there listening that's just like, fuck you, Elise. Fuck you. You're a fucking bitch. And that's true. That's true. But for the most part, I really don't like to hurt people. And so, yeah, I would just, again, that's my people pleasing self though. That was the role I played. So yeah, fuck him. Fuck you, Brandon. I can't even remember the fuck your man tits name is.
Here's a fun story about a grown ass woman, another really grown ass woman, and a grown ass man. Another soldier, of course, because bitches, that's why. I met this guy on like, I don't know, whichever one of those apps. He was really funny. So what won me over was that he was tall, like really tall, like 6'5". So, you know, a lot taller than me. And he was like built. And I was just like, you know, I don't even need to talk to this guy. I just want to see him. So naked, maybe, but whores on that one, because he didn't really look like his pictures. Like, I completely learned my lesson on this about being shallow, like everything. It was just fucking horrible. Like, I was attacking dating from every angle, like an intellectual standpoint, being disappointed, from a shallow standpoint, being disappointed, living your best life and being disappointed, because when you get your worth from other people.
Exactly. That's what I was doing.
It was just like disappointment after disappointment. My whole life. It was fucking horrible. Your whole life. Until now.
My whole life, yes.
And so we went out on New Year's Eve, and she was my best friend at the time. Like, we were really close. She had been through some shit. Her and her fiance broke up. Me and my husband split up. We worked together a lot. We were just really close. Well, we go out on New Year's Eve, right? And so everything was like normal. Everybody's really, really intoxicated. And we take an Uber back home. Well, it's like a 30-minute drive. And we're in the backseat of this Dodge Ram, right? Which, I don't know if you've ever been in the backseat of a Dodge Ram, but this shit's fucking huge. It's like sitting in the third row of a Tahoe with nothing in between you and the driver. So it's just massive. So I'm on behind the driver. My quote unquote best friend is in the middle. And what is this motherfucker's name? Andrew is over here.
Oh, Andrew.
Behind the passenger seat. Yes. So anyway, my other friend is sitting in the front seat, which is the girl, me and her live together with one of our guy friends also in the front seat, because this thing seats like 57 people, right? So she turns on the lights, like the dome light. Yeah. And then turns it back off, and like nobody thought anything of it, but we don't see my friend's head gone. And I was like, and I looked to the side, and like, she is sucking his dick in the back of this Uber. My date from New Year's Eve, my whole date.
Shut the fuck up. Right in front of you.
Right beside me. In the same seat. And I was like, Kimmy, turn that light back on. And so she did. And I was like, I want everybody to look at this shit in the back seat. So everybody's like, oh my God. And like, our friend who's a guy, he was like, yo, like, you can't do this. And I was like, holy shit. Like, is this really happening? And so it clearly was happening, right? All right. The driver was like, I'm about to drop all of y'all off. Like, this is completely ridiculous. So we get to the house, and I'm laying on the couch because I am drunk and whatever. And so they just come like meandering in, right? And all of our friends are there. And I sit up on the couch, and I was like, did you suck his dick in the car? Like, my date's dick in the car? Like, did you do that? Was that you or was that someone else? And she was like, it was me. no shit, it was you. So why are you standing in front of my face? Like, why are either one of you here? I don't even understand this. Like, what the fuck? So then I get sick. I'm in the bathroom crying and like puking, being ridiculous, of course. And I was like, I should have just stayed married. Like, this is terrible. Blah, 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 blah. This bitch comes in there and she is rubbing my back. She's sober. Like, what the hell?
Wait. She was sober?
Yes. But she didn't drive. Like, we didn't. I don't think we drove down there. So, yeah.
But anyway. She was sober and she still sucked your date's dick?
My best friend.
And then she came home with you and then she was trying to rub your back?
She was rubbing my back. And I thought it was my I thought that it was my roommate behind me. And I did not know who it was until the next day when Kimmy was like, I thought I was in the Twilight Zone, Kimmy. Kaylin, I come in here and you're like over the toilet crying and she's just rubbing your back as if she wasn't sucking your date's dick. So then we go back to work, right? Because there's pictures of us online, of course. So everyone sees it and they're like, oh, y'all look so cute. Like, did y'all have fun? And I was like, did who have fun? She had fun. You should ask her about her sucking my date's dick. Every opportunity I got, I just kept fucking telling the story. Like, it was really childish of me, but I was like hurt over that. Like, that hurt me.
I would have told really everybody. Did. I would have wrote, oh, I would have wrote a damn letter to her mom and dad. And
anytime anyone would ask me anything, I would be like, oh, did you say she was sucking my date's dick? Like, I mean, it was really. Like,
so wait, how long did you guys live together after that?
Me and her were not living together. I lived with Kimmy. Oh, okay. Me and Kimmy lived together. But this was like right after my divorce or whatever. Wait. This is my best friend though.
Okay. So your best friend who sucked your date's dick came back to your apartment?
Yeah.
What?
Why? She was in the Uber in the car. She was doing this on the way home.
But exactly. Why didn't the Uber take her home?
Thank you. Which was why when she walked in and I was like, were you sucking my date's dick in the car? And she was like, yeah, like that was me. And I was like, bitch, I know it was you. So why are you in my face right now? Like, I'm so confused, but I ended up with alcohol poisoning. I survived clearly. Thank God.
Jesus. What a night.
It was horrible. That was the worst. That was the turning point in my life right there. That was it for me with dating. That was actually the last date that I went on before. But like, so then you start that was where I started questioning. Should I date women or should I date men?
Or what just not do? Date. Ever again.
Well, like when I say dating, I never, it's really weird because I never had intentions of being in a relationship with these people. Isn't that weird?
I never had any intention of being in a relationship with any of these guys. I really didn't. It was just, I just knew that I just was able to feel free and put all my energy into myself. And I sure the fuck wasn't going to throw myself back at it. You know, and just give it up again. Like, I just didn't want to do it. And, you know, it's just, it's hard to navigate, period. It is. And I am genuinely a nurturer and I'm a mom. And, you know, I had one guy just totally like project his shit and like construct this version of me that he just tried to tell me like, well, I just feel like you want something serious. I'm like, what? Why? Mm-hmm. Well, because I'm so nice. Because I'm so nice and I cared when he was going through something. And I was like, I care the same I would care about anybody in my life, my friends, whomever. It's not specific to you. You are not special. You are not special. But I don't.
No, that's He wanted something serious.
And he put that shit on me, but don't worry because I told him that. And I was like, you're not going to create this construct of me in your head, which is all basically your desires and your fears. You want this with me. You're scared of this with me. And now you're putting it all on me. And I'm over here like, what the fuck? I didn't tell you I wanted to be with you. I just enjoyed spending time with him. That's it. I had fun. And I will still say to this day, I did have a lot of fun with him. We're still friends. But in that moment, I wasn't going to let anybody construct a version of me that wasn't true and then put shit on me anymore. And that was the end of that. And fuck that. So well, I guess in the big scheme of things, like dating is hard, but you really, you know, they always say in order to love someone else, you got to love yourself. But honestly, it's true, but you have to like have your boundaries in place and like, you have to know what you're worth.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, you being desperate to find someone or, you know, you have abandonment issues. And so you're like kind of clingy and all that. Like, no, you're better than that. You're better than that. You're stronger than that. You're a fucking prize to be won.
And dating shouldn't take from you. Like it shouldn't dip into your bucket. Like it just shouldn't. I mean, and if it does dip into your bucket, then you should probably reevaluate where you are, because yes, once you take a step back, just skip the shit show. Like that's what we're telling you. Skip the shit show, learn who you are, love who you are. And then it's okay to be yourself, like to learn yourself, because when you're in a shitty ass relationship, like you adapt to that. Like you definitely like you change as a person and you can't help but to change as a person. That's what we're going to do. We are going to adapt to where our environment, when we step away from that and like completely basically detox your personality, because there's not some shitty person like projecting on you all the time, then you can be who you really are and just take that opportunity, I guess, to just be still and enjoy it. And then when you are ready to date, you're probably still going to encounter these shitty people, but it will not get to the level of you getting your feelings hurt, losing a friend or anything like that. Like this is self-preservation right here. Like,
well, when you know your worth, then you're not constantly, you know, is he going to call me? Did he not like me? Did I say that? And constantly going over your conversation. Fuck that. You know, you're worthy. Mm-hmm. And just know that there's someone else out there and there's someone else and there's someone else. And you don't even need someone. You don't need someone. So when you go out on those dates, you come home and then you keep swiping. You know, make plans. Don't wait for them to call you to make another date. Fucking make plans. Do your thing, because they ain't shit. I promise you that the right one will come along and will treat you well.
I bought this swiper. Did you buy the swiper?
No, what's that?
It plugs into your charger right here. And it's like a finger it's like a battery operated finger and it just swipes like so that you don't have to.
For apps? For
dating apps? Yes.
No. All I know is I feel really good about pausing dating right now. I'm not nearly ready to go back to it right now. I'm working on my own shit and I deserve better. And when I got back on, maybe a couple weeks ago, just to see, I legitimately did not want to swipe on any of those motherfuckers. I'm sure they're very nice. I'm not going to say that. Did not want to swipe on these guys that would pop up because I wasn't feeling it. Now I know that I deserve something more than just, I guess he'll do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's,
were you really willing to do that? Were you really willing to settle for someone who was just gonna,
well, again, I wasn't looking for a relationship, but I was like, okay, well, why not try everybody? Basically most people. So I was just like, okay, well, we'll try. And now that I'm just in this different headspace, I'm like, no. And then I was like, nah, I ain't ready for this shit. I ain't ready for it. But that's my advice, man, is just know your own worth, work on yourself, know that you're going out on a date and he's the one that should be nervous, not you. He's the one that should be looking at his phone like, I want to call her. I want to text her. you should be looking at your phone thinking, I wonder what I want to eat later. And I wonder what my best friend's doing and doing your own shit. That's what you do. You live your fucking life, man. Fuck it. And even to men, like you're a good dude and you're listening and these, you know, women are, it's not working out, that you live your life, Know your worth. And if it ain't it, move on. I promise. Yes. Here's my final thought is this. It's not a race. Don't race into it. Even if people around you are getting married and having babies and doing all the bullshit, it's not a race. Don't settle. I promise you it'll happen when it'll happen. Live your own damn life. Know your worth. I raced into it. I felt all the things about rushing into something because I felt like I was getting older and, you know, if I could go back, I wouldn't have. I lowered my standards around the time I was 30. Before, I used to have really high standards. And when I turned 30, I was like, whoop. Okay, whatever happens, because I'm old fucking cat lady now. Like, yeah, just ridiculous.
Chill.
Yeah.
I'm not the old cat lady, okay?
Why? You don't even have cats, do you?
I hate cats, but I'm 31. And I don't feel old all the time.
Well, I felt old back then. I'm talking about back then, dude. I'm 41 now, so 30 ain't shit. I look back and I'm like, fuck you, 29-year-old Elise. You're absolutely insane. My whole thing is just know your worth and know that these dates, you're basically interviewing them to see if they're good enough for you.
And not if the they're other not, way around, baby. And if they're not.
And move on. And stop being a people pleaser and don't just be nice. Hopefully you learned something from us. Don't forget to rate our podcast and leave us a review. That would be great. It only helps us. We're sponsored by my forthcoming ebook, Love Her, Leave Her Wild. And Dear Mom, the organization is a nonprofit for supporting mothers who have children with Down syndrome. You can submit any questions, comments, topics, stories to our website, www.loveherleaverwild.com. That's all one word in the submission form. And we will catch you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.